time we discuss the tesis, we give mokiv mokim ptuka asir. We discuss the tesis. Now, so I mentioned that from Araf Piros, it's mashma that kiyach keichei is the same din as keichei. And the only reason as to why Rav Mordechai had a sofik as to whether it is considered as a hanochi or not is because it changes its direction from keichei to kiyach keichei. So maybe that constitutes a hefsek. Maybe yes and maybe no. So, but if keyach keichei has a deal of keyach sheini, so then it shouldn't be chayev because it's not biyodai. There was no itzoy biyodai. So, and I mentioned that the shittes Rambam is that keyach keichei is considered like ma'ase biyodai, not krome, because the Rambam. When the Rambam passes like the Rabbonim of Rebbe, if he throws the axe on the wood that he is trying to chop, so then a kesem is nites, a splinter splits off from the wood and then it kills a person. So there's a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachomim as to whether it's Chayim Goles or it's not Chayim Goles. According to Rebbe, he's Chayim Goles. According to the Rabbonon, he's Potov Goles. And the Gemara in Makkah says, because it's Keach Keichei, and the Rambam passes like the Rabbonon, that he's Potov Goles. So the Rambam says, because it's Shei Yikol Lishi, because Shei Yikol Lainis. Why does the Rambam have to explain it on the basis of Shei Yikol Lainis? Maybe the Pshat in the Rabbonon is, if it's Keach Keichei, so mainly it's not Eretzich Yodai. If Keach Keichei. So we see from the Rambam that Keach Keichei is not like Keach Sheini. Keach Sheini means Posa Keichei Gamre. And Keach Keichei means it's not his direct Keach, it's a derivative Keach. So keyach keichei is considered a ma'ase biyodai. That's the shittes Rambam. Now then, the Rosh, we saw that the Rosh in Bava Kama says that according to the Rabbonon, that tzchures pays chotzin hezek is aloch lemeishi misinai. So not only the tzchures of keyach keichei also pays a chotzin hezek. And the raya is from the abaya of the Gemara in Bava Kama as to whether keach keichei tzchures of keach keichei alibed isumches is chayev chotzinezek or is not chayev chotzinezek. So we see from there that keach keichei in kol ateri kule has a din of keichei. Keach keichei has a din of keichei. And the shaila is whether sumches, who says that tzchures is mishalim nezek sholem, maybe sumches doesn't reject the halacha lemeishi misinai, but Tzumches applies it only to Keach Keichei. So that's the Shittes Rosh. And then the Gro points out that Teisves is chelik on the Rosh. And Teisves Shitte is that Keach Keichei is not like Keichei. That Keach Keichei is not like Keichei. So the question was raised, now here from this Teisves it appears. That Keach Keichei is like Keichei. And the only reason as to why, according to Rav Mordechai. So he's put there because of Mokim Tukas, which changes his direction from Keichei to Keach Keichei, from Mokim Tukas to the Rishus Ayochet. But otherwise, if there wouldn't be a passage through a neutral zone, then he certainly would be Chayav. So we see that Keach Keichei has a din like Keichei. And but Teisves Shitte, the Gro says that Teisves is chelik on the Rosh in Bava Kama, and he holds that Keach Keichei does not have a din of Keichei. So then Teisves doesn't have to explain it on the basis of Mokim Ptur Kaasye, but simply because there is no Hitzoye Biyodai, There is no Anochem Yodayim, it's the Anochem took place for Kriyach Kirche. So either we say that Arav Peiros does not agree with Teisve Shite in Volokame, or even if Arav Peiros agrees with Teisve Shite in Volokame. But if we say like the Venezia, as Rav Nashi Ilya explains in Yerushalmi, or it's like Rabban Hananel, so then by Shabbos even Grome is Chayev, if that is the derech to do it. If that is the derech to do it. So the reason as to why, according to one alternative in Rav Mordechai, so he's poter, he might be poter, is because Mimokim Tokas. This is what he said. Now, the Rashash points out that from this Teisves, the Teisves Shite is that Keiach Keiche is Keiche, but has the same din as Keiche. But here there is a possibility that will be potter according to Rav Mordechai because the Mokim Tokasi. But the Rishash mentions it in an irregular way. First he has the Kashi and then he gives the Teretz. I mean, that's in an irregular way. So, but he mentions a Beferish Gemara that I mentioned, that Gemara, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That Gemara that I mentioned last time. ויאמר אף פופה, דף אין זיין עמוד בייס. ויאמר אף פופה, זורח צריר למיילו והולכו להתגודו, ויהוג או חי. אומר לי מר ברבה של רב פופה, מה יתאיני משל כיחי? אי כיחי תיזו להיר, וילאב כיחי תיזו לתחס, אלו כיח כוחש. So what does it mean? So it's the same ציור. According to Rashi, it's ממש the same ציור as הרב פירוס ציור. Now we'll get more. In other words, he threw it on top. He had kavone to kill, and he threw the tzreir on top, and then it went on top, and then it went belachs. So it's mamish the tzior of Rav Peiros, and the Gemara says keiach kochosh, keiach kochosh. So it's a Gemara mefureshes that keiach keichei has a din of keichei. So the Rishash is the kasha against the Rav Peiros. I mean, he formulates it in an irregular way. So he says here at Teisves Rav Peiros says that the Sofik in Rav Mordechai was that whether he's chayv or not, maybe he's potter because it's keiach keichei, but it's gemara mefureshes that keiach keichei is a din of keichei. So why should Rav Mordechai have a Sofik? So he gives the teretz. Ein chanam. Rav Peiros agrees that keiach keichei is keichei, but here the Sofik of Rav Mordechai, according to Rav Peiros, is maybe on account of the fact that he changes his direction. Mimokim p'tur. Where it went on account of Keichel, and then it changes its direction from the Mokim Ptur into the Mokim Chiyuv through Keach Keichel. That constitutes Epsik. So that is the Teres of Rishash, but of course, this is the Pshat in Rav Peiros. So it's a Gemara Meforeshes. So it's a Gemara Meforeshes that Keach Keichel has a din of Keichel. So how can Teisves in Bovakame בחלק הנדרוש and say that Keach Keichei, he does not have a din of Keichei. Teisves says it in connection with Tzchures. Now, Tzchures of Regel is Mishalem Chotzenezik. What does Tzchures mean? If the behemoth walks in the street and then she steps, let's say, upon a splinter, and then that splinter is thrown on something or on somebody, and there is damage, so the owner of the behemoth pays only chotz nezek. So tzchures means keichel. So the Rosh says that the same thing would be true if the behemoth would step on a keile, and then that keile will be lifted, and then it will collide with another keile, and that keile will lift another keile. And the other keile that will be lifted by this keile will fall upon a behemoth and will injure a behemoth. So we also chayim, the Rosh says. And Teisa says, no, he'll be potter. Because that's Teisa Shita. This is the Teisa that the Gro mentions. In other words, that Keach Keichi does not have a din of Keichi. Now the question is, against Teisves, how can Teisves say that Keach Keichi does not have a din of Keichi, but here it's Gemara Meforeshes. So, Rashi here in Sanhedrin explains the Gemara of Zorach Tzchil and Milo, V'hochol Mitzdodi, V'hogo Chayim. So Rashi explains the Gemara that the Gemara has reference to the case where the Tzchil first went on top, and then he changed his direction and went balachs, and it killed. But the Rama, even though, I mean, it's a very strange pshat, but the Rama in Sanhedrin, so he mentions the other pshat, he means Rashi's pshat, and he rejects that pshat. And then he says that the Gemara, Rav Poppe doesn't have reference to a case where the Tzreya first went up and then he changed his direction and went balachsen and it killed after he changed his direction. No, it didn't change his direction. That he was mischaving to throw the Tzreya tight, in a straight line, like this. And then somehow it didn't go straight up, but it went balachsen, like this. It went balachsen, so there was no change of direction. But he was mischaven to kill anyway. In other words, let's say the person, the victim that was killed, let's say, had his hands, let's say, raised like this, and one person was aiming to throw, let's say, the tzrei or the chetz this way in a straight line, and it didn't go in a straight line, but it went like this and killed him. So it was bimezit, and there was asroye, kabbalah, asroye, everything. So he's chayiv. And then he mentions there's another pshat. Obviously, he means Rashi's pshat. So he says, Ve'iro Rivoya. In other words, he rejects Rashi's pshat. Why does he reject Rashi's pshat? Why? After all, the Pashtus HaLoshon is like Rashi's pshat. Pashtus HaLoshon. And this is how most Rishonim explain the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Zorak Tzrili Mailo Volchol Izodi. So according to his pshat, so there was no Zorak Tzrei L'mailo. So how did the Rama explain it? He was mischaving Lizrik Tzrei L'mailo. And then he told Chol Izdodi. There was no change of direction. But the Pashtus HaLoshon is like Rashi's pshat. Why does he say in a row? Because apparently the Rama shita is that Keach Keichei does not have a din of Keichei. So Mele, if we explain it that way, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, so it's Keach Keichei. Keach Keichei, according to Rama, is like Keach Sheni. So Mele, he shouldn't be Chayiv Misin. So he explains it that way. But there is one, but most Rishenim explain the Gemara the way Rashi does. That there was change of direction. So then, according to the pshat of most Rishenim, it's a Gemara Meforeshes, that Keach Keichei has a din of Keichei. Now there is a kasha and the Rambam. Last time I didn't want to discuss it because it was late. Now, we see that the Rambam Shite, Gabi Goles, so the Rambam says, in the case of Minoeitza Mizbaka, when as a result of striking the wood, let's say the tree, by the axe, so a splinter knocked off the tree, and then that killed the person. So that's Keach Keichei. So Chachomim Emre Einigele. And the Rambam explains it on the basis of Chigi Korev Le'enes. Nishmat HaBazel Menoitza Mizbaka, Perik Wov milchat zveteach halacha mitzvot. Nishmat habazel naitz hamizbaken yilim nishein zebom mikeichi yalom mikeach keichi. V'nim tzok leinis. But only because sheikov leinis. Sheikov leinis. But let's say b'meizi tva is mischavim. So then he'll be chayev. That's like the Gemara. The Gemara, the Pashtis, Aloshna Gemara in Ilan Schofim. So Keach Keach has a din of Keach. Still, the Rambam is Chilik and the Rosh. As the Gro points out, Perik Veis Milchaz Niskimom and Aloch Yudzai, Kelef Shenot Les Achore, V'holach Lo Yudgodish, Im Nicho Bigodish, ויוכל את החורה והדליק את הגודיש על החורה ועל מקים החורה משלם נזק שולם ועל שור הגודיש חוץ נזק ומוי מגרס החורה so the case of Mishnah explains מגרס החורה means עד ידוע in contrast to Anchanuche so ומוי מגרס החורה על הגודיש ומוי מגרס החורה על הגודיש that means עד ידוע יצאו את החורה והילך וסירב משלם על החורה נזק שולם ועל מקים הגחולים חוץ נזק ועל שור הגודיש פוטה so in other words if a kelev took a chore is a cake chore is a cake but that cake has live coal sticking to it so if the kelev took a cake with live coal sticking to it and then he went to a godish lebar and then he left it in the godish and the kelev ate up the cake and he left it on a certain spot in the Godish. So for the cake, the Baal HaKelev is Mechuyev and Ezek Sholem. The chair. Val Mekei Machore Mishalem Ezek Sholem. Because that's also Regal Mamesh. If it's Iniach. Val Shora Godish. The Kelev put it, let's say, here. And then, so we burn this part. So for this part of the Godish, it's an Ezek Sholem because the Kelev was Mazik Begufei. He put down, so there was contact. So it's Mishal Ezek Sholem. But then the fire spreads and it burns, it consumes the rest of the Godish. For the rest of the Godish, there was no Gufei, so the damage was done through Keichi of the Kelev. Because Ishim Shimchitza. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan, so it's keichi of the kelev. So merely he pays chotzinet. That's only if he niyah b'kodesh. But suppose migares achori if it's adi aduye. So merely so then al achore nezek sholei val mikim agacholim chotzinetzek because since it's adi aduye he threw the chore. So merely it's keichi. So it's chore. So he pays chotzinetzek val shor agodish but. Why? According to Teisves, so Al Shor HaGodish, according to the Rosh, I mean, so Al Shor HaGodish is also Chayiv Chotzinezek, because Keach Keichai is the same din as Keichai. But the Rambam says, like Teisves, Val Shor HaGodish is potter, because and the Mikay, if he throws the Chore with the coal on a certain spot of the Godish, so on that spot, it's his Keichai, it is direct Keach. But then, as it keeps on spreading, so Yishem Yishem Chitzov, but it's Keach Keichai. It's Keach Keichai. So Keach Keichai is Lavke Keichai. So he's Pota Legamre. So he's Pota Legamre. So this is what the Gro says. The Gro in his Agoyes Adrosh, in his Agoyes and the Teisves, and in his Agoyes Anchish Mishpet, Shin Tzadik Vey, Shin Tzadik. So, but there is a stira. The Gro doesn't mention the Shittes Haramba in Perik Vov Milchat Ritziach Veshmiras Nefesh. But there seems to be a stira. There seems to be a stira. So we don't have to say that there is a stira between the two Rambams. The Rambam Shite is as the Pashtes of the Rosh Nagmor and Eilin and Srofin that Keach Keichai has the same din like Keichai. But Ligabe Ritziche, there is a question whether the Ritziach kills a human being Biyodayim or Aldegom. So we say there is no aloche baritziche, a difference between being a ritziach b'gufei and being a ritziach b'keichai. There is no such thing as a ritziach b'gufei shalodom and ritziach b'keichai shalodom. Let's say if a person kills a human being with his fist, with his guf, he's a ritzayach, he's chayim nisei. Suppose he fires a shot and he doesn't kill him bigufei, bikeichei, he's also chayim nisei. So is it because keichei ki gufei? No. By ritzichei there is no such thing as keichei or gufei. By ritzichei the halacha is that if he kills biyodayim, if there is a maaser ritzichei biyodayim, then he's chayim nisei bezdin. If he kills al dikome, he's chayiv misa b'nishamayim, he's not chayiv misa's best. But there is no such thing, ritzicha b'gufei, ritzicha b'keichet. So why is keichet chayiv by ritzicha? Because keichet is a maisa b'yodayim, and why is gufei chayiv? Because gufei is a maisa b'yodayim. So memele keich keichet has a din like keichet, and it's also a maisa b'yodayim. Keach Sheini is not a Maisa B'Yadayim because it's posa keach ligamre. But keach keachay, if I throw, let's say, a chetz, and that chetz collides with another chetz, and the other chetz hits a person, so then it's keach keachay. But it's still his Maisa B'Yadayim. Still Maisa B'Yadayim. Masheim king gabin izikin, so the halacha is, the Gemara says, that if a behene is mazik, someone or something, be goof of the behemoth steps, let's say, and he kills derech hinucho, then it's goof. Then it's the av of rege. If a behemoth steps upon splinters and that falls upon the kele and breaks the kele, so then it is a tolbe of rege. And the aloch lemeshe v'sinai is, so the general rule is that Tolde of all Nizikin is he has the same din as Av. But the Tolde the Regal is an exception. Pays only, whereas the Av of Regal pays a Nezik Sholem, so the Tolde of Regal pays only Chotzi Nezik. So, but by Nizikin we have Oves and we have Toldes. By Ritzeach there is no such thing as Oves and Toldes. There is no such thing as Oves and Toldes by Ritzeach. There is an Indian of Maise Ritzicha B'Yadayim and Ritzicha Al-Digom. So, in order to be Chayav Mises Bezdin, there has to be a Maise Ritzicha B'Yadayim. So, if one kills Begufei with his fist, there is a Maise Ritzicha B'Yadayim. If one throws a chetz, there is Maise Ritzicha B'Yadayim again. One is Begufei, one is Bekeichei. So, there is no special significance in Ritzicha Begufei as compared with Ritzicha Bekeichei, Ritzicha B'Yadayim. So for the same reason that the Ritzeach B'Gufei is Chayev, so the Ritzeach Bekeichei is Chayev. So we say that just as Keichei is considered a Maisa B'Yadayim, so Keach Keichei is also considered as a Maisa B'Yadayim. Masheinkin by Oves Nizikin, so we have Oves and Toldes. So if the behemoth is Mazik B'Gufo, Derech Hilucho, so then it's the Av. But if the behemoth is mazik al ditzchures al dekecho, then it's a tolde the regel. So it's a tolde. So we have a distinction between a behemoth that is mazik bigufei and the behemoth that is mazik al dekecho. And not only vis-a-vis behemoth that is mazik, vis-a-vis odom mazik, there is also an aven the tolde. The Gemara says that if an Odom is chevel b'chaveire or chevel b'momen chaveire with his goof, that's the av of Odom HaMazik. But al dekiche v'niyei, let's say, he spits and then he's mazik, he damages, let's say, he spits on siroim, let's say, on silken things, and that he damages the silk that way, v'nichei. So the saliva, he spits out saliva and silken things. So he's also chayev because kichavinia is a tolde of Odom. So we have an av and we have a tolde. So even vis-a-vis Odom HaMazik, there is such a thing as an av and a tolde. So what is the av of Odom HaMazik? The av of Odom HaMazik is gufei. And what is the tolde of Odom HaMazik? If it's mazik b'kechei. So, but while in respect to regal, So the Tildesayim is Lav Kayetzeben. So in respect to Odom and all other Nizikim, so Tildesayim Kayetzeben. But we have an Ov and we have an Tolde. And let's say, in respect to Odom, so there is such a thing as Huzak, not only Nizik. An Odom is Chayef if he's Mazik or he's Chayvel B'chaveire, not only if Biodai, he's Chayvel or he's Mazik, he breaks somebody's Chayvets. Suppose one walks in the street, and then he bumps as he walks. So he bumps into a person who is standing in the street, completely passive, like a dummy. Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon stands like a dummy in the street, and then Reuven walks and bumps into Shimon, and he gets injured. So Shimon is chayev, as Odom Amazik. By Ritzicha, he wouldn't be chayev. There is no vice Ritzicha B'yadayim. Suppose Shimon would be standing in the street like a dummy, and then Reuven would walk and bump into him without Shimon doing anything. So Shimon couldn't be chayev. Shimon couldn't be chayev. We say, even if he's negligent, even if he knew that this is going to happen, because there is no vice Ritzicha. So still, by Odom Amazik is chayev. So there is a chiyuv of hizik when he's mazik yodayim bikufei or bikeichei, and there is huzak. So why? Because as far as obis nizikin is concerned, so the mechayev of obis nizikin is ushmiroson alech, as the first mishnah of Avakame says, v'lo yishmerenu. So the negligence, he is chayev because a per odom shmiras gufei olafu, just as the owner of an axe is chayev when the axe goes and the axe commits damage. So the owner is chayev because he's mechuyev to exercise care over his axe, over his momain, and if he doesn't, and as a result of his negligence, so his axe, his momain, causes damage, so then he's chayev. So another mamazik also, Odom Mued Leilom. Why? Because a person, Odom Shpiras Guf Yolofu, he's mechuyev to exercise care over his goof and over his keach, so that no damage would emanate from his goof to anybody or to anything or from his keach. So memele can be mechuyev even if it's huzak. So it's not a aloche of maise hezek v'yadayim. It's an inyan of aven tolde, of being mazik al de gufei and being mazik al de keche. So memele, the shittes Rambam is, that's the machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh it is, the just as ligabe, the question whether it's a maisib yodayim or not. So keach keche is distinguishable from keach shein. Keach shein is considered not maisib yodayim, it's considered gromit. Mashenkin keach keche, an indirect keach. So that is considered ma'aseh yadayim. So the Rosh holds ligabe nizikin. Since we have aloche that keiche is a tolde of gufe, and so memele keiach keiche is also a tolde of gufe, just as keiche is a tolde of gufe, so keiach keiche is also a tolde of gufe. The shittes Rambam is not like that. The shittes Rambam is that here there is not a question of ma'isim yodayim. Here it's a question whether it's gufei or keche. Now, gufei certainly isn't keach keche, but keche is a tolde of gufei. So the Rosh holds that just as keche is a tolde of gufei, so keach keche is also a tolde of gufei, and the sheet of the Rambam is no, only keche is a tolde of gufei, but keach keche is not a tolde of gufei. But ligabe ritzicha and in kol hatere kule, where it's a question of ma'aseh b'yodayim, so then the Rambam shita is that keach keche is also considered ma'aseh b'yodayim, and the only rishon who shita is that keach keche is considered grome is the Rambam. All right, so memele whatever we say in respect to the Rambam, we can say in respect to Teisves too. So in other words, so we don't have to say that, we certainly don't have to say that Arav Peiros is chilek on Teisves Mulkame, because Teisves Mulkame says that in respect to Tzchurets. Masha'inkei, where it's a question of whether it is b'yodayim or not. So keiach keiche is considered, just like keiche is considered a ma'aseh b'yodayim, so keiach keiche is also considered like a ma'aseh b'yodayim. All right. Now, this is, so Teisus Kashi is, why does Rav Mot have a suffix as to whether in the case of Amud B'shus Arabim Kovei Ayud V'rochev Dalet V'zorak V'noch Al Gabov, so whether it's chayiv or not, it certainly should be chayiv. The fact that it passes through a neutral zone does not constitute a hefsek in the itzoyeh. V'ho raye meitz mechonis leplatye derech stov. So may the ben azay be zeyrink that is chayiv, even though there is a passage through a neutral zone. So Rav Peiro says that here the suffix is because it changes its direction from kechei to keachir. Maybe that constitutes a hefsek in litzo. Now, the Ramban gives a different term. So we see that the fact that there was a passage of zrike in a neutral zone, so that doesn't constitute the hefsek. So he gives it carrots in the name of Teisves. That here is different because it existed in the Mishkan. That could possibly constitute a half second insight. But why do we say that because there it existed that way in the Mishkan, so in other words it's a special zazakasim. So he rejects the terrors. ויד אקט קש קש דום רוב ועמה וחיבת מתחיל אז דלד לסיב דלד אף על פי שהעבירי דרך חול אוף חי over there it wasn't in the Mishkan. I mean those who were involved in the Meloches in connection with the Mishkan did not carry it דרך חול right so ויד עמי ויפשטו מהוד תניה רבי יספר רבי יהודה אימאיה לא עצקונה ברשס בשוס רבים ברשת רסחו ודרוע בנוח על גב אופחייב והקים לו מייל מיוט ואיד מהוד תניה but there was a neutral zone in the middle void mod tanya am mit shrabm ko vi yud rokh dal vi mich dal vi ko shol gimu vi so ag noch gab auf khayf u vi khol hanem mo kim tuko se so there was an intervention in a neutral zone and still it did not constitute the hefs vi ye shleima di mam roye lo tif shit le rav mot di mil se tit lo ni boy lo vi trasko va va mo do ya di vol mas nis di be di misuk me bim roshe ve khartz vi khiv mi zoag ben u mais u preise di mit mit nase bi sehr klo shmir all right that's one thing vi nira li litare is but then the ramban says vi nira li litare is rav mot khe pshitale di khol di osen mo kim tu vi mo kim khiu vi noch mi mo kim khiu u vi avo shel khiu bi sehr khai vi khi kom mi boyale kin da hast nam bi shu shel av pota kom an khle ki gein amuze shekol gufi mo kim tu koi כלים מלאי לו מיוד, אלו שמונח על גבי יוד, וחיב דיגופי למאי לו מיוד, אף לאחר שנוח, דילמו פוטר וחיוב במוקים פטור כעשי, שהוא שוסע זה אבי פטור, כמו שפיר שרשי, ואין אבי רשוס הרבים, ואבי רשוס היוחיד, נאמי לא אבי, דחי אמרינו רשוס היוחיד אלא דרקיע, דילמו באב וחוצר, אבל בעמוד לוי, הילקה ההום נחני לפרטי דרך סטוב לא קשי, דמוקים חיוב מנחה, ומוקים חיוב נאמי עשי, שהרי יוצס והכן נוחות, ומה וחייב את הרחול אוף חייב, מותם חייב כעסי, אלא נחוסו, ודרבי יסב רב יולה בטרסקל רב מורפכה, בשיש לתפניס, ולתרסקל שנמצא מונה ברשוס היוחי, וכן הוד לטניה עמוד גבי היו ברוכת דלת, נמי באוכל מסוכמי, נמי באוכל מסוכמי, כי יש אין לי שתפניס, יש לתפניס. So the Ramban gives a teretz that Rav Mordechai knew very well that the fact that there was an intervention in the neutral zone that doesn't constitute a hefsek. But here the sofik of Rav Mordechai was maybe there is no hanoche, there is no real hanoche, because this aloche of Rishus Hayochid Ilad Rokia, the Ramban says, applies only to real mechitzes. If you have mechitzes that enclose hollow space, open space, so then we say you have mamish mechitzes, actual mechitzes, that we say good asik mechitzes. So only when you have actual mechitzes, mechitzes nikoris, actual mechitzes that is makiv, is space, then we say good asik mechitzes. So memeila rishus hayochid ilad rokia, masheinkin here homud, you don't have mechitzes. It's all in the imagination, the mechitze. So it's a zedin mechitze, but it's not an actual mechitze. It's not an actual mechitze. It's not an actual mechitze. Now, according to Rashi too, even though the Ramban is definitely chilik on Rashi, because Rashi shite is that the aloche of gudasik mechitze does apply to omut gavei ayud, but Rashi bases the aloha of mechitzes of omud gavei ayud v'rochem daled upon gudasik. So we say that we consider as if the pnei amud goes up, the pnei amud, but the pnei amud does not have any actual existence. It's a two-dimensional thing, the pnei amud. So it's a din mechitze, the pnei amud. It's a din mechitze. It's a construct, illegal mechitze, not an actual mechitze. But Rashi Shita is that the aloha of Gudasik applies to a legal mechitze also, not only to an actual mechitze. The Ramban Shita is Gudasik only applies to an actual mechitze. If you have a wall that encircles space, encloses a certain portion of space, so then if you have an actual mechitze, so it's considered as going up ad l'rokia, Gudasik mechitze. But by amud, it's only a din mechitze, a legal mechitze, not an actual mechitze. There is no aloch of gudasik. There is no aloch of gudasik. So memele. So when he throws a chifetz on the surface of the amud that is set up in the rishus hayochid, so the surface of the amud has a din of a rishus hayochid. But the avir above the surface, this is the surface of the amud. So this is a rishus hayochid. But the Amu, the Avir above, does not have a din Rishus Hayochid. That's Mokim Ptur. So the Mele, when the Chifes rests, so it only rests on the Rishus Hayochid, but it occupies space. It occupies space in the Mokim Ptur. So the Sofik in Rav Mordechai was, what is the criterion whereby we determine Anoche? Is Anoche determined by the place, by the surface where it rests, or it is also determined by the place it occupies? That's the subject. If we say that Anoche is determined by the place it rests upon, the place, the surface that serves as support for the Trefet, so maybe it's considered normal, because And what is it supported? And what does it rest? It is supported on the surface of the Amud. The surface of the Amud is a Rishus Hayochid. But it occupies space in the Mokim Ptur. So maybe Hanochi is not only determined by the space upon which it is supported, but also by the space that it occupies. That's the Sofik. There's the Sofik in Rav Mordechai. Just one second. There's the Sofik in Rav Mordechai. So in Melech, there are no kashas. Now the question is this. This is Rav Mordechai Sofik, but we don't pask like Rav Mordechai. So we pask, like all the other Amoraim, like Rav Yosi, like Abaye, like Chove. So I mean, he said, "Kulche beruik kedadode tofis," but they all disagreed with him. So while according to Rav Mordechai it was a suffix, but according to Abaye and to Rav and to Rav Yosef, there was no suffix. So in this case of Zorak v'nochal gabo v'amud v'shesarabim, he is certainly chayav. So the Ramban could be explained in two ways. The Ramban itself could be explained in two ways. That one way of explaining the Ramban would be that only Rav Mordechai, that was Rav Mordechai suffix. That was Rav Mordechai suffix. Maybe the halacha of applies only to actual mechitzes. Kudasik mechitzter, Rishayochid el adrokia applies only to actual mechitzes. But it doesn't apply to legal mechitzes. To little mechitzes. Mimele, if it doesn't apply to little mechitzes, so if it's Zorak v'nochal gabov, he has to be potter, unless he throws a needle and the needle rests, let's say, in a cleft in the surface or in the projecting a point, that a lower point on the surface itself, that is in the form of a very slight slant, in the form of a very slight slant. But in other words, that itself is the suffix of Ramot. But whether the halacha of Gudasik applies to Amud or not. So the alternative in Rav Mordechai, that Zorak v'noch al gabo v'al gabo omut is chayev, so assumes that the halacha of Gudasik applies to Amud. The other alternative is Zorak v'noch al gabo v'al gabo omut is poter, assumes that the halacha of Gudasik does not apply to Amud. That's one way of explaining the Ramban. The other way of explaining the Ramban is no, that is a pshites to Rav Mordechai. That is a pshites to Rav Mordechai. That the halacha of Gudasik mechitzte applies only to an actual mechitzte. It doesn't apply to a legal mechitzte. And that is a pshites. And not only is it a pshites to Rav Mordechai, it's a pshites to everybody, to Abaye, to Rove, to Rav Yosi, all those who are chilik and Rav Mordechai also agree with this premise that the halacha of Gudasik doesn't apply to a din mechitze. It only applies to an actual mechitze, to an actual mechitze. But while Abaye and Rove and Rav Yose took it for granted and they had no suffix that halacha is determined only by the space that serves as support for the chayitz, and if the space that serves as support of for a certain chayfetz is a rishus hayochid, then the chayfetz is considered munach in rishus hayochid, even though it occupies space in mokim tor. So that was a pshites to Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef. So Rav Mordechai had that topic. Whether the criterion whereby we determine anoche is just the space that serves as support for a certain chayfetz, upon which a certain chayfetz stands, or not only the space that serves as support for a chayfetz is a factor in determining anoche, but the space that is occupied by the chayfetz is also a factor in determining anoche. So that was the suffix, but so it's a suffix for Rav Mordechai, but for Abaye and Rove, there was no suffix. Abaye and Rove took it for granted both points. One point, that the halacha of Gudasik does not apply to a din mechitze, only to an actual mechitze, but even so, it's definitely considered noch, inasmuch as it lies on the surface of the Amud, which is itself a Rishus HaYochid, even though it occupies space in the Mokim Tov. So, from the Ramban, you couldn't tell what the Ramban Shite is vis-a-vis Rove and Abaye and Rav Yosef. But from the Rashbo, it's mashma that according to the Ramban, so it's not only that Rav Mordechai holds that way, even Abaye and Rav and Rav Yitzchak also hold that way. But whereas to Rav Mordechai it's Sofik, where the criterion of determining Hanoche consists in the space that serves as support for Achetit. So, in the space that is occupied by the Chayfet. So according to Abaye and Rav and Rav Yisef, it's a pshitis. According to Abaye and Rav and Rav Yisef, it's a pshitis. It's a pshitis. Now the Rashba at the end, after mentioning the Ramban, so he asks Ikashi against the Ramban Shit. And from that Rashba it's mashma that the Rashba understood the Ramban, and the Rashba certainly knew what the Ramban was saying. So the Rashba understood the Ramban that it's not that Rav Mordechai had his sofik on that question whether the Aloch of Gudasik applies to Edim Lechitze. No, that was a pshites. Everybody, Rav Mordechai and all the Amroim, but the sofik of Rav Mordechai was whether the criterion whereby you determine Aloch consists in the place, in the space that serves as support, or it also consists in the space that is occupied by Achilles. So according to all the other Amroim, only the space that serves as support is the factor in determining Aloche. And Rav Mordechai had his sofik, maybe the space occupied by Achilles is also a factor, together with the space that serves as support. So Memele, he has sikashe. So how can the Ramban say that only the space upon which it stands, upon which the chifet stands, is that factor in determining anoche? The Gemara says that the top of the kaveres bulges, protrudes, extends above the yud. So it's agri mokim tur. So what if it's agri mokim tur? Why? Because it occupies space. But that doesn't matter. So the Rashba says that according to the Ramban, it makes a difference. If the Chifetz is just, if the Chifetz occupies the whole Rishus HaYochi, the whole Rishus HaRabi, the ten Tvochim, plus, so then if it's Eichel Kol HaRishus and it extends above, so then it's considered Agdimokim Tor. Masha'im Kein, if it doesn't take the Kol Rishus, so then it's not considered Agdimokim Tor. So that's why here, so by Amud Rishus Arabim, so Roven, Abaye, and Rav Yisef say that Zohar V'Nochal Gabov. So since the Chayfetz, true, it occupies space in the Avir of the Mokim Tor, but it's not Eichel the whole Rishus, it doesn't occupy the whole Rishus, plus another Rishus. So Memele, it's considered Anoche. Masha'im Kein by Kaveres, when Agdim Mokim Tur, so it occupies one Rishus, and then it extends in another Rishus, then it's not considered Anoche. All right. Now, we see that there are three pshotim in the Gemara, the Abaye of Rav Mordechai. One pshat is Rashi's pshat. And Rashi, according to Rashi, so the Abaye of Rav Mordechai was whether we say that on account of the fact that the Chayfetz passes through the Mokim Ptur before it reaches the Omud, the Averon, so it passes through the Avir, Lemailo Meyud, maybe that is a hefsek in the Itzoy. So then the kashi is all these gemores hametzim mechonis leplatye derech stov and hametzim maso remailo maso chaye. So the Ramban gives the teretz in the name of Teisves. I mean, not the Ramban's own shita, but the Ramban mentions in the name of Teisves a teretz because there we learn out from the Mishnah. All right, so the Ramban rejects that teretz, but this is what we have to say according to Rashi. Oh, ikel meida kochem. We should more the time. We're going to start the stop. We're going to be eaten in a law. Meida benazir b'zeri. Thank God. We say alma avok avdosim mokitu chayek. So we see from that that the fact that it passes through a neutral zone, a mokim p'tur, that doesn't consider the hefsek mitzoy. Uvi teisves mitarzim shane hoche, shane hosom. Yichay gab nehave b'mishki, avol hoche lo yehave b'mishki. So we have to say that according to Rashi. Then there is the pshat of Rav Peiros that Rav Mordechai did not have any sveikes on that question. Rav Mordechai knew very well that the fact that the chifetz passes through a neutral zone does not constitute a hefsek nitzoy. But the shaila we hear was because it changes its direction from direct keach to keach keach. Maybe that constitutes a hefsek. So that was the sophic by Rav Mordechai, and Abai and Rav and Rav Yisef had no sophic. That even if there is a change in direction, it still does not constitute a hefsek. And then there is the third pshat. That's the sheet of the Ramban. The sheet of the Ramban is that Rav Mordechai knew very well that the fact that it passes through a neutral zone, so it doesn't constitute a hefsek. But the Rav Mordechai had his sofik in view of the fact that here we have an amud, so mele gudasi doesn't apply, because when does gudasi apply? Only when you have an actual mechitza. But in an amud, you don't have an actual mechitza. An actual mechitza is something, is a mechitza that encompasses, that encircles hollow space. That's called an actual mechitza. And an amud is a din mechitza. A din mechitza, according to Rashi, it's the pnei amud. The side, I mean, this is exists only in the imagination. I mean, this is a two-dimensional thing, the sides. It's not a three-dimensional thing. I mean, only a three-dimensional thing has a tangible existence. So this exists only b'derech hadimyon, as the Magid Mishneh uses the expression in regard to something else, so we mentioned it. So it's only a din mechitze, it's not an actual mechitze. So since it's only a din mechitze, so we don't say the aloha, we don't apply the aloha of gedasik. We apply the aloha of gedasik only to an actual mechitze, not to a din mechitze. So that means that the aver amud is not the rishit hayochid. Only the surface of the amud is the rishit hayochid. But the aver amud not. So mimele, when a chifetz falls on the surface of the amud, so in effect, it only rests on this under Rishus Hayochid, but it occupies space completely in the Mokim Tur. So that's the sophic by Rav Mordechai. Now, and but we don't pass like Rav Mordechai, Abai and Rav and Rav Yisef, they have no sophic. So it could be explained in two ways. I mentioned last time, either that on that point is a machlekes between Rav Mordechai on one hand and Abai and Rav and Rav Yisef on the other, or no, there is no machlekes on that point. Abai and Rav and Rav Yisef also agree that Aloch of Gudasik doesn't apply to a din mechitze. It only applies to an actual mechitze. And since the Aloch of Rishayochid Larakia is based upon the concept of Gudasik, and Gudasik is not shayach here, so Mimele, it's not a Rakia, so the Avir Omud, even according to Abai and Robin Rav Yisef, does not have a din of Rishus Hayochid, it's a Mokim Tur. But even though Abai and Robin Rav Yisef agree with Rav Mordechai's premise that the Avir Omud is a Mokim Tur, but it's a pshites to them that is Chayev. Why? Because they hold that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether it's Nochim Rishus Hayochid or not is the place where the space where it's noch that supports it, not the place that it occupies. So here, so that's why Abai and Rav and Rav Yisef say that it's not mechayev, and that's Rav Mordechai's Abai. Whether the criterion is only the space that supports the chayvetz, or also the space that is occupied by the chayvetz. Akla Achilas. Now, so it's mashma from the Loshin. So, from the Loshin of the Ramban, there is no indication how, what the Ramban shita is, but from the Rashbo, it's mashma that the Ramban shita is the way that the Rashbo understood the Ramban, and the Rashbo certainly knew what the Ramban shita was. So it's mashma from the Loshin of the Rashbo that according to the Ramban, everybody agrees with this premise that the Avir of an Amud Gobei Ayud Rochel Daled is not a Rish Tzayach. And still Abai and Rove. Still Abai and Rove. And Rav Yisei took it for granted that if it's Zohar Ginoch Al Gabov, so it's Chayev. Why is it Chayev? Because it's not a Rish Tzayach, even though it occupies space in the Mokim Tur. That's not the determining factor. The determining factor is the space that supports it, upon which it stands, not the space that it occupies. Not the space it occupies. So then the Rashbo has the kashe. So why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say Adli Mokim Tur by Kaveres? And from that Rashbo it's a raye that on this premise there is no machlekes. Because who is involved in that sugi of Kaveres? Abai and Rove. And here Abai and Rove Achilik and Rav Motre. So if the Rashbo had understood the Ramban that on this point is a machlekes between Rav Motre on one end, Abai and Rove Rav Yis on the other end, then there wouldn't be any kashe from the sugi of Kaveres. Because who says the union of Kaveres? Abai and Rove. So it's a raya from this Rashbo that everybody agrees with this premise. So he has the kashe. So why does Gemara say Adli Mokim Tur by Kaveres? So the Rashbo says, Alibi the Ramban, in a case where a certain chifetz is Eichel Kol Rishus, it occupies the whole Rishus plus Mokim Tur also, then it's Adli Mokim Tur. So what's the pshat? So I mean, we couldn't say it, but that's the shita of the Ramban. In other words, if let's say like this, the determining factor is not the space that the chifetz occupies, but the space that supports it. That supports it. Not the space that it occupies. But that is only true in the case of a chifetz that is thrown on an omut. So then, the chifetz occupies exclusively the space of Mokim Tur, Remailam Yud. And the surface is only a two-dimensional thing. A two-dimensional thing. So it's not shayach to say that it occupies the Rishus HaYochid partially, and it occupies also the Mokim Tur. No, because only the surface is the Rishus HaYochid. And the surface is not intangible. Does not have any tangible existence. You can't touch it. It exists only with the Hadimye. The surface is like a two-dimensional thing. So Mimela, that means that when the chifetz falls upon the surface of the amud, so in effect, it occupies the Mokim Tur exclusively. It doesn't occupy the Mokim Tur and the Rishus HaYochid. It just occupies space in the Mokim Tur, not in the Rishus HaYochid, but the Rishus HaYochid supports it. So Mimele, Rabbi and Rom Rav Yisif hold that where a chifetz is supported, it stands under the Rishus HaYochid, and it occupies space exclusively in the Mokim Tur in one Rishus, then it's considered to be noch in the place that supports it. Masha'inkin, in the case where it's Eichel Kol Rishus plus, so then it occupies space in two Rishus. When it occupies space in two Rishus, then it cannot be nigra after the space, after the mocking that supports it. In the case of Rav Motre, so it occupies space only in the Mokim Tur. But, and what space supports it? Only the Rishus HaYochid. So then it's nigra after the space where it supports. But if it occupies space in two Rishus, it cannot be nikra after the mokei that supports. That's the shite of the Rashi. I mean Rashba, the Ramban shite. Alright. Now, the next piece of Gemara is a very difficult thing. Omar Rav Mishe Boyer Rav Yechen Keisel B'Yoshu Sarabi Govei Ayud Vein Rochef Arba Umukef Likamles Viyosi Rishu Sayochit Vizorak Vinoch Al Gabov Mar Mi Amrino Unkipen Dein Rochef Dalet Mokim Turu Oidil Mokipen Viyosi Rishu Sayochit Kiman Demal Yedam Omar Ule Kalvachem Lachere Meise Mechitze Laatzmo Likosh it maname omar afriye barashi omar rab bechin omar rab yitzchok omar rab yechanan keisel b'shus harabim govei ayud v'nerochet arba umukhev likamales voser ishus hayochik hazir v'noch agab of chaya lachir emeis mechit las lepos. So before we proceed to this, to explain this gemara, so we have to take notice of the very rashi of the big chidesh and rashi, and Rabbi Kveigia has that kashi. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Kveigia mentions that kashi in the Tzir HaShabbos, but I didn't want to discuss it then. So, now, Mukev, the Kamales, Bekesel Zei Kichei Biko, Shehoisa Kamales, Val Yodi Nasir Rishus Ayochit, Kigen Shehukav Lidire. Bekesel Zei Kichei Biko, Shehoisa Kamales, Val Yodi Nasir Rishus Ayochit, Kigen Shehukav Lidire. Oiloi Kichei Bei, Oiloi Kichei Bei, Elo Bei Sasai. So that means, so even, so, so only if it's Bei Sasai, not more than Bei Sasai. But if it is Halkiv, Yesam Bei Sasai, Yesam Chatzar HaMishkan, so Sasai means that it is 100 Amo long. The length is 100 amo, and the width is 50 amo, 100 by 50. So if it is just 100 by 50, so then, even though it's not ukaf lidire, let's say a biko, that was surrounded, that is mukef with four cases, mechitzas, and it's not more than 100 by 50 amo, so even though it's not to keflidire, it has a din of a rishus ayot. But if it's loyiv keflidire, and it's more than a bisasayim, it's more than, there is more than 100 by 50 amo, so then it does not have a din of a rishus ayochid mid the rice. This is what Rashi says. Oilu yitif a beyer bisasayim. So Rabbi Kveigia says, ayin lil zayin, omedale vitzochid. So there Rabbi Kveigia mentions the kashi. Because there it's a gemara meforeshes. V'chihodo tavzayin omdale v'chihodo omarul omarav yechanen karfi v'yesem v'sasayim shal yukav v'tire v'atul kur v'atul torayim hazir eklesich echayim maitayim v'mechitzi elo shemechuseres diyurim elo shemechuseres diyur. So Rav Yechanan says in so many words that Hazirik Lisech Yechayim, even though it's Yezam Lisechayim, and it's not Hukav Lidir, so it's still Chayim, so it's only Mid Rabbonon that it doesn't have it in Rosh Hashayochim. It has the Chumra of Ikarmeles, if it's Yezam Lisechayim. So how can Rashi say here that if it's Yezam Lisechayim, so then the Kauchimra is not Chayach, because it's not even Rosh Hashayochim, Mid Rais, it's not Rosh Hashayochim. So we have it. Befirshe Gemore, neged Rashi. That's the kasha of Rabbi Kveigia.